Gratitude makes us feel more grateful. And this is why I'd like to recommend to you that you start doing a 5-minute gratitude journal every day. Now, you know what a journal is. That's where you write down your thoughts. You write down things that happened that day. And maybe you write down your prayer request or how God has answered prayer already. Things like that. That's a journal. But what I'm suggesting is once a day, 5 minutes a day, write down the things that you're thankful for and call it a gratitude journal. If you would just do that one thing, then this message would be a success. For every person who will start doing that, you will be blessed. Let me go further. The actual gratitude, writing it in 5 minutes' time is small, but the emotions of gratitude felt during those 5 minutes are enough to trigger a grateful mood. Gratitude triggers positive feedback loops. At this point, I want to show you something on the screen that interact. The 5 main areas in which we interact: personality, emotion, social, health, and career. You see the little arrows going in a circular fashion, but notice how happiness is in the center of all this, and happiness goes out to these 5 areas. Certain blessings come the believer's way when he or she has a thankful heart. As you look at the chart and you see these things in focus. Now, I should say that prayer is an especially powerful tool for cultivating gratitude because it offers the exact words to say. There are specific items of which we are grateful, and there is God to be grateful towards. So, starting all this off with prayer, thanking God for those things that we write down in our gratitude journal. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for providing resources such as food, clothing, shelter. Thank you for helping me through my hard times of decision making. Thank you for helping me when I'm lonely. You can just keep going and going and going. You can write down a lot of stuff in 5 minutes. Now let's talk about some of the benefits and blessings we receive when we're thankful. First of all, the emotional. We'll go to the next slide. The emotional realm. Well, emotionally, when we are thankful, we have more good feelings, positive feelings. And that's important. And that helps us to be more relaxed. When we have good feelings, we're more relaxed. And, you know, this world's too uptight. We're just much too uptight. I mean, every time you go to a restaurant, some of the people, not all of them, but some of them, they're sitting at a table, there's 2 people, 3 people, 4 people, whatever, and every one of them's looking at their electronic device. What is that about? Now, unless they're texting people at the table, they're really being rude. And I might say, if they're texting the person at the table, what's that about? Why don't you just talk to them? They're sitting right across from you. You know, when I'm with my family and the phone rings, unless it's a number where there's sickness, where the person may be close to death or something like that, I'm not going to answer it. That's why I have voicemail. I got a neat little app. You know how the telemarketers call you and you don't want to talk to them? Whenever they call me and I realize they're a telemarketer, I just bring their number up in that app and say, block. They never call me again. Oh, they call me, but I don't know anything about it. Every once in a while, a call will get through, and it'll go ring and stop. It'll do like a half a ring, and I'll look, and it'll say, block number. That's a good app. But we need to be more relaxed. When we have more good feelings, we're more relaxed emotionally, we're more resilient. We don't get sick as much. We don't tend to get angry as much. We're resilient. We'll fight off things. Our bodies will naturally take care of us. Another thing will be less envious. When we have a heart full of gratitude, we're not envying what other people have. Oh, I'd like to have that boat. Oh, I'd like to have that car. Oh, they live in such a beautiful house. No, when you're grateful, you're satisfied with what God's given you. You'll have happier memories. As you go day by day with a grateful heart, then you reflect back on those days, you're going to have happier memories. Our memories are not set in stone like data stored on a hard drive. There are dozens of ways our memories get changed over time. We remember things as being worse than they actually were, as being longer or shorter, people as being kinder or crueler, as being more or less interesting, and it goes on and on. I can attach all that to my 12 years of school. My 12 years of school seemed like it was worse than what it actually was. It seems longer rather than shorter. 12 years. It seems like the people were not as kind until I get to remembering the good teachers I had who were kind. And certainly, there's parts of it that were not interesting. Sitting in class, in a class you don't think you need, a class that you don't want, and wow. And I remind you, back in those days, our schools were not air conditioned. So you're sitting there sweating, and you don't want to be there. See how you can put a negative spin on memories? But if you'll put the positive spin on memories, like I say, you'll remember those school teachers who helped you, those school teachers who taught you something. You'll remember even now that you run into some of those school teachers. They've gotten up in age. You run into some of those school teachers, and they still know you. They still know you by name. And they ask you how you're doing and what you're doing. And they just act so proud because of how your life has turned out. Because they invested something in you. See, if you look, get those things in a positive light. Experiencing gratitude in the present makes us more likely to remember positive memories. and actually transform some of our neutral or even negative memories into positive ones. In one study, putting people into a grateful mood helped them find closure of upsetting open memories. During these experiences, participants were more likely to recall positive aspects of the memory than usual, and some of the negative and neutral aspects were transformed into positives. You could be thinking about something that happened in childhood that was so, it was just so bad. You know, it could have been a bad dream, and you've remembered that bad dream all these years. But if you remember that you woke up to that bad dream and called out to your mom or your dad, and one of them came in there and crawled up in the bed with you and cuddled you up to them and said, "Don't worry about that bad dream. It was only a bad dream. You're safe. I'm here." You remember the positive aspects of that, and that bad dream doesn't have a hold on you like it would. God gives us this inner capability of protecting ourselves. So that's the emotional. Let's look at the social aspects now. Well, for one thing, if we're grateful, if we're thankful, we're going to be more social. We're going to interact with more people. We're going to get to know more people, and we're going to be interested in their lives, and we'll let them be interested in our lives. Marriage. If we are grateful, then we will have healthier marriages. Because, see, husband, when you look at your wife and you say, "I appreciate everything you've ever done. I appreciate how you helped to bring our kids up in a Christian home." And wife, you look at your husband and say, "I appreciate how you go out and make sure we have the things that we need. If cold weather's coming on, you make sure the house is ready for that. You make sure the pipes are prepared so they won't burst." You say, "Well, those are little things." But see, you're being appreciative. You're thanking one another for the things that are in the marriage relationship. With that kind of stuff going on, you're going to have a healthier marriage. People who interact socially and have a grateful heart are kinder. They're kinder to one another. They're not mean. They're not mean-spirited. But they have a kind heart. They also have deeper relationships. Now, these might be friendships, or these might be close relationships, like with family and best friends. Gratitude generates social capital. You know what that means? Capital is like having money in your hand. But when you're talking about social things, it's not money, but it's the ability to be more social and the ability to be more friendly. Gratitude generates that social capital. In two studies with 243 total participants, those who were 10% more grateful than average had 17.5% more social capital. Gratitude makes us nicer, it makes us more trusting, it makes us more social, and it makes us more appreciative. Well, preacher, why is that important? Well, for those of you who are melancholy in temperament, it's not important because you only have one or two really good friends. You're melancholy. That's how God made you. But, oh boy, when I'm talking to the sanguines and the supines, you're eating this up. You want to be social. You like being social. You thrive off of being social. So, sanguines, supines, have a grateful heart. You'll have more friends than you know what to do with. The third area, your career. I know some of you have worked through your career. You're in retirement. But, you know, I'm trying to learn a little bit more about senior adults since I'm going to be a minister to senior adults in a month or so. And so Judy can tell you, I've bought several books and been reading them. You never truly, completely retire. You'll always have some kind of ministry. Around here, people do volunteer work at JARS. You know, that's not really retirement. That's retreading. That's what I'm doing. I'm not going to retire technically. I'm going to retread. So, you know, when we're talking about career, I'm talking about anything you do outside of the home where you interact with people and do some kind of service. Does that make sense? Well, if you're grateful, you're going to have better management skills. Grateful people know how to manage people. They know how to say thank you for a job well done. They know how to encourage people to continue to do a good job. Better management skills, but also improve networking. In your career, whether it's vocational, ministerial, volunteer, whatever type of career it is, whatever work it is, you want to network with people. You know, it's kind of like when we have something to do here. Like when that cross, the idea came, a lady donated the money and said she wanted a cross in this building. She'd like for it to be lit up. Well, we went into our network and several guys worked together and made that cross happen. In church work, you're networking all the time. That's how you put spiritual gifts to work. You know who's got spiritual gifts. You know who have talent. And with the combination of spiritual gifts and raw talent, then you enlist people. Hey, could we make this happen? And it does. It's a lot easier to do all that when you have a grateful heart. Being grateful to God, first of all. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you give me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me people around me that can do things that I can't do. Man, I pray that prayer all the time. Thank you for giving me people who do things that I can't do. That's what the church is all about. You know, if you come to me and say, I got a plumbing problem, I'm going to say, you need to call a plumber. Or I got an electrical problem. I'm going to say, you need to call an electrician. These are the things that I tell my wife. She'll look at me and say, that light's not working. And I'll say, well, we got to call an electrician, don't we? So she's tried to make me a plumber and electrician, and she's grateful. It's just, you can't network with something that won't do it. You can't do it. So, you know, you want to network with those people who can do these things. Wow. Goal achievement. That's another thing under career. You'll reach your goals a lot easier if you're thankful. You probably won't reach your goals if you're unthankful. For one thing, God will just close off all the doors. But God opens doors wide for one who is grateful. Improve decision-making. Decision-making is really tiring, so tiring that we automate to our subconscious much of the reasoning that goes behind making a decision. Even for the most basic of decisions, like where to go eat, there are dozens of variables to consider. How much time and money do I want to spend? What kind of cooking would I like to eat, the cuisine? Am I willing to travel far? What should I get once I get there? And so on. If you deliberated on each of these decisions one at a time, your mind would be overwhelmed. The problem gets even worse for more complex decisions, like when a doctor needs to make a diagnosis. In one study, doctors were given a list of ailments from a hypothetical patient and also given a misleading piece of information that the patient had been diagnosed at another hospital as having lupus. Half of the doctors had gratitude evoked by them giving them a token of appreciation. In other words, patients had exhibited gratitude towards half of these doctors. They had thanked them for what they have done and all of that. Those who did not receive a token of appreciation were more likely to stick with the incorrect diagnosis of lupus. Those who did receive the gratitude were energized to expend more energy and to pay their gratitude forward onto their patient. They also considered a wider range of treatment options. Listen, folks, when you go to your doctor, thank him or her for what they're doing. And they'll do all they can do to find out what's going on. They will. You say, well, they'll do that anyhow. You want to risk that? It doesn't cost you anything to say thank you. It doesn't cost a thing to say thank you. I really appreciate what you do. My doctor and I, we just hoop and holler. We have a good time. And I tell her that she knows what she's doing, and I'm glad she knows what she's doing, and I appreciate everything she does, and she's running tests on me, and she's sending me to other doctors. But you know what? Over a period of time, she has, not her, but other doctors have found things that nobody knew about. And they told me how to manage these things and how to eat right and exercise, and that I'll be okay, that I probably won't even have symptoms from some of these things. Tell your doctor you appreciate it. When that policeman pulls you over and gives you a ticket, thank him. Thank you, officer. Now, you don't have to say, I'm glad you gave me a ticket. That's just lying. But thank him, because what he's trying to do is protect you and others on the road. If you were driving 5 miles over the speed limit, well, you needed to be warned and stopped, and you're going to get a ticket, so thank him. And then every time you come by that place, no, whatever speed you're going, you'll let off the accelerator. You might even put on brakes for a while. You'll remember. Gratitude motivates improved decision making. Those who cultivate an attitude of gratitude find tokens of appreciation every day on their own. Another thing is increased productivity. Effective management requires a toolbox of skills. Criticism comes all too easily to most, while the ability to feel gratitude and express praise is often lacking. Timely, sincere, specific, behavior-focused praise is often a more powerful method of influence and change than criticism. Specifically, multiple studies have found expressions of gratitude to be highly motivating, while expressions of criticism to be slightly demotivating, but providing more expectation clarification. Contrary to expectation, if praise is moderate and behavior focused, repeat expressions of gratitude will not lose their impact, and employee performance will increase. So what we're talking about is cultivating an attitude of gratitude. You know, when I worked in the secular markets of business, in the family-owned business, I saw firsthand the powerful difference between interacting with those that were working for me, the difference between working with giving more praise and interacting with some with criticism. Those who received more praise were more enthusiastic about working with me. They expressed more creativity and were a pleasure to work with. And I might say a good percentage of these people that I'm talking about were teenagers, young men, young women who worked part-time, who were going to high school. But I could give them praise and I could express my appreciation to them, and they would do anything for me. And they would do the very best job they could do. And that carried on to their customer service. They were friendly to the customers. They bent over backwards to serve the customers. When I told them that the customer was always right, they believed me. And they practiced that. So, in whatever area you're working, even if you're working within your own family, have an attitude of gratitude. Number four, help. I find this really interesting. With gratitude, a heart full of gratitude, you can have improved sleep habits. I hear some people say, I just don't sleep all night long. I have a hard time going to sleep. Well, consider some of this. Gratitude increases sleep quality, reduces the time required to fall asleep, and increases sleep duration. The key is this. What is on our minds as we're trying to fall asleep? If it's worries about the kids or anxiety about work, the level of stress in our body will increase, reducing sleep quality, keeping us awake, and cutting our sleep short. By thinking about a few things that causes us to be grateful, we can be induced to the relaxation response, which will knock us out and keep us that way. It's not counting sheep, unless you're a sheep farmer. If you're a sheep farmer, that could be positive. If you got a big herd, well, you're going to make some money. That's positive, isn't it? But most of us are not sheep herders. Don't count sheep. Count your blessings. Pray to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this. And thank you, Lord, for this other. And I praise your name, Lord, just thinking about the day that I've had and how you protected me and my family. After a little bit, you're going to find yourself trailing off in your prayer and you're going to sleep. To go to sleep praying is a peaceful thing. Another thing that helps with your health: a grateful heart, you'll have less sickness. You won't be as sick. Now, I'm not saying you won't get sick, but you'll have less sickness. over in Luke chapter 17, the lepers that were cleansed. Luke 17, start verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him two men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. I'm talking less sickness. And when you have sickness, you'll have more grace to get through the sickness that you have, if you're grateful. That leads you to longevity. People with grateful hearts, it has been shown in studies, live longer. They live longer than those who are pessimistic and are ungrateful. There's increased energy. When you have a grateful heart, you have more energy. You can do more things. You can have even freedom in your thinking, your mind. Also, you want to do more exercise. When you have a grateful heart and you're thinking about how God is taking care of you, and you know that you need to exercise, you need to move, you'll want to do that. See, gratitude can't cure cancer, neither can positive thinking, but it can strengthen your physiological functioning. Positive emotion improves health. The details are complicated, but the overall picture is not. If you want to improve your health, improve your mind. This confidence comes from 130 different research studies. Gratitude is a positive emotion. It's no far stretch that some of the benefits, like coping and management of terminal conditions like cancer and HIV, faster recovery from certain medical procedures, and positive changes in immune system functioning, and more positive behavior, it's no surprise that all this applies to gratitude as well. So if you're going through cancer treatment, you have a grateful heart, and you're going to be able to get through that. There's a little lady sitting back there that goes to dialysis 3 times a week. But she has a thankful heart. The Lord's let her come back to church. I asked her today, are you having a good day? She said, I'm having a great day. Just look around you. And you'll see people who are living this. This is a message from God's Word. But these concepts are alive. They're being shown all around. Recent science shows those who engage in gratitude practices have been shown to feel less pain, go to the doctor less often, have lower blood pressure, and be less likely to develop a mental disorder. And here's what we know. Optimism and positive emotion in general have been used successfully to predict mortality decades later. The optimistic lived a few more years than the pessimistic. Now, a few more years may not sound like much to you until you come up to the time of your death. And you'd say, wow, I'm not ready to leave my family. I'd like to have a few more years. So, you know, now's the time. If you need to change some behavior, do it now. Let God change you. Be grateful. Be optimistic. We also know that gratitude is strongly correlated with positive emotion. So gratitude, and you take an arrow, leads to positive emotion, and then another arrow leads to an extra few months or years on earth. So it's really simple. I remember my grandma Gamble. I loved her so much. She was my dad's mother. But growing up, I remember my grandma Gamble, as loving as she was to her family, she was a negative person. Negative, negative, negative. And she'd talk about other distant family members, and it was just always negative. And as I got older, I would change the subject when I got around to try to change the subject to something positive, because even as a kid, I didn't like to hear that stuff. But my grandma Gamble died a fairly early death. She was bitten by a mosquito and caught encephalitis. And the doctors looked for everything else while she got up to 106-degree fever and sustained brain damage. Then they figured out she had encephalitis, brought the fever down. And she lay in a bed over at what was the Smith Building for 22 months before she died. Folks, I'm convinced, if we'll live a thankful, appreciative life, that God gives us strength. It's happened in my family. It's probably has happened in your family. But you know, we can change. God brings about change. The final area I want to talk about is personality. Because when we're grateful, we're less materialistic. We don't have to have so many of the toys of the world to make us happy. Probably tied into that, we're less self-centered. Self-centeredness in the psychology world is called narcissism. The one who's narcissistic walks by the mirror and stares. So being grateful, we're less materialistic, we're less self-centered. The very nature of gratitude is to focus on others and on their acts of benevolence. We're more optimistic. We have increased self-esteem. And yes, we're more spiritual. We're going to walk with Christ. When we have a thankful heart, we're going to walk with Christ. We're going to read the Bible. We're going to pray. We're going to thank people. We're going to try to look for the good in people. If we do criticize, we're going to do constructive criticism. And when you do constructive criticism, you go pointing out a fault. Before you point out your brother's fault, you need to point out a fault you've got or have had. You do it that way? It could be a fault that you've gotten past. You've asked God to forgive you and you've grown past it. But you know, before going pointing out faults to other people, you need to let them know that you realize you've got faults. Then you open up the communication. They know you're not trying to judge them. You're trying to help them. Gratitude is strongly correlated with optimism. Optimism, in turn, makes us happier, improves our health, and has been shown to increase lifespan. The more spiritual you are, the more likely you are to be grateful. The closer your walk with Christ, the more likely you are to be grateful. Now, this is for two reasons. First of all, the Christian faith espouses gratitude as a virtue. If we're going to be Christian, then we should be grateful. We should have a thankful heart. Secondly, spirituality spontaneously gives rise to grateful behavior. Like Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with kindness. Come before His presence with singing. Spirituality spontaneously makes us grateful. We think about Jesus and we think about what He did for us and His great love for us. And yes, all we can say is thank you, Lord, because we didn't do a thing. He did it all. There's two things I want you to do if you'll try coming out of this. Number one, I want you to purposely work towards being more thankful. You're thankful now. Well, work towards being even more thankful. Secondly, start a gratitude journal. Just get a composition book, a legal pad, whatever. Start a gratitude journal. Consider saying grace over more things than your meals. Preacher, have you gone crazy? What are you talking about? When you get to your work early in the morning and you're about to start work, bow your head. Lord God in heaven, thank you for another day. Thank you for the strength that you gave me so I could get to work and you protected me all the way here. Now, Lord, as I begin my day of work, I pray that you will bless me, that you will anoint what I put my hands to and help me to be a good employee as I work today. In your name I pray. That's saying grace over your work. You ever ask God for protection when you were traveling somewhere? You were asking God for grace for travel. Before you even crank the car, you say, now, Lord, I'm going up here to Charlotte, and it's going to be busy, busy roads. I pray that you'd protect me. I thank you. You're going to be with me, and I know it. That's saying grace over a trip. You think I flipped out, don't you? But it'll work. It will work. You'll find yourself being more thankful. And just think when you pray in a restaurant and people sometimes come up to you and say, I noticed you prayed over your meal. You know, they notice this. Well, you pray in other places over other things. People are going to notice that, and they're going to say, you praying over your work? Say, yeah. What if you'd get them started to doing? They would become more great. God would bring more change to their life. Thanksgiving's coming up. Boy, it really sparked a lot of thinking in my head for this week. But I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. And I know you do too. And you know, you might want to come today to the altar. There might be something that you just want to thank God for and praise His name. That's completely fine if you do that. There may be something that you need to ask God to take out of your life so that you can be grateful. Maybe you've been a little bit too pessimistic to some people. Well, you need to go to those people and apologize for that. Ask for their forgiveness. And then just stop that. Don't do that anymore. And be grateful towards those people. You'll see a change in your relationship with them. So the altar's open. I want to encourage you to come. Father, we thank you for your precious word. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us hearts that can be grateful unto you. Hearts that are grateful unto you because, Lord, you're the one who provides every miracle, beginning with salvation and going out from there, every other miracle in our lives, our wonderful spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our fellow laborers in the faith, those individuals who encourage us and who mentor us and those people who lift us up in prayer. Lord, the list is so extensive, the many people that we're thankful for. And today, Lord, I pray that as you've spoken to heart, Lord, help us to take this to heart of having daily times of bringing our thankful hearts and prayers to you. Thank you for the Word of God today. Thank you for it, the way it cuts our heart and sends a message that brings about change. In Jesus' name, amen.